Britain.
Rough trade. Waxing lyrical. Why one British record shop is thriving.
Visiting Rough Trade, a West London record shop in the 1970s and 1980s, was like going on a pilgrimage. Young men and a few women would gather to discuss the latest releases and swap records, overseen by knowledgeable, if sometimes surly, staff. But Rough Trade's latest business venture tests the limits of faith. On November 25th, it will open a colossal 15,000-square-foot music store in New York. Between 2001 and 2012, the number of independent music shops in Britain fell by 69%. Over the same period, physical album sales fell by 68%. The American market is no healthier. Expanding in either country seems balmy. Rough Trade was once both a shop and an independent record label, which released albums by The Fall and The Smiths. The two businesses have been separate since 1982. For years, the store was less well known, but it has fared well. In 2007, it opened a branch in an airy warehouse in the East End. Since then, Rough Trade's annual turnover has risen by around 20% a year, according to Stephen Godfrey, its executive director. The East End store is not just spacious and cheap to rent. It also nails something that many in the music business have tried for years to get right, how to capture the valuable aura around music. The store has a cafe, a bookstall and a stage, as well as lots of records and CDs. Rough Trade sells not just music, but the idea of being a music lover. It is the musical equivalent of Daunt Books, a thriving independent bookstore. None of its records are priced at a discount. The rising popularity of vinyl, which accounts for half of Rough Trade stock, is another key to its success. Between 2007 and 2012, record sales in Britain increased by 88%, albeit from a tiny base. Records are increasingly desirable, not so much because of the way they sound, as because they are distinctive and rare, precious qualities in a world of ubiquitous free music. People like to show off what they have bought, says Spencer Hickman, who runs a record label. Vinyl is more popular in America too. Between 2007 and 2012, sales swelled from $23 million to $163 million. But not all are convinced Rough Trade will succeed in New York. The East End shop is already so big that customers are overwhelmed, says Tim Chambers, a British music consultant. It could almost be mistaken for a large chain store. The New York shop will be three times larger. There may turn out to be a trade-off between trendiness and sheer size.